Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Vav. Kuf Mem Vav. Scheduling note, there was a daf Yin share last night. Hopefully it should be up, relating to Bishul Achar Bishul, which is yesterday's Mishnah, that we had on Kuf Mem Hayim Abayz, about Baba Chama Me'erev Shabbos, and related issues. Good. Let's continue. Hope everyone had a Purim Sameach and a Shushan Purim Sameach. We are back, Beth Hashem, on a regular schedule. Also want to thank those who have visited our website relating to our shul building, nofeyashemesh.com or .org. Feel free if you want to take part, but I want to thank everyone also who have taken part already, and feel free to join us. Okay, so we are discussing Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Rabbi Yochanan was snoozing a little bit, or dozing is a better word, and some of his talmidim were talking, and he woke up and he answered them. So remember, we've quoted in the past from the Arizal. The Arizal was makel, if one wants to call it a kula, to say that you're allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So many are like, oh, I'm not like the Arizal, even though the minhag is not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So 2 points. Number one, if we want to hold like that Arizal, we have to hold like all Arizals. Number two, the Arizal says the Kaf HaChaim did more when he was sleeping than we do sometimes when we're awake. So I would say the same thing about Rabbi Yochanan here. Rabbi Yochanan was dozing a little bit, and his Talmidim were talking to him and talking Torah in front of him, and then he woke up and he says, I don't think you're correct. Meaning he was focused. He was still focused. So let's start again right in the middle of the Yamud. Itar Behu Rabbi Yochanan. Armalu Dardiki, Lokach Amarti Lochem. Didn't I have already told you? Emor Lachach Ma Chosiyat. I've explained to you the pasuk in Mishlei. What does it mean to say to Chachma, you are my sister? Imbar lecha hadavar ka'achoscha, shehi asur lecha amrehu. If something is clear to you, like your sister is usher to you, then say it. V'imlava lo tamrehu, and if not, do not say it. Amrulei, v'lema ladmar ezamehem. Which point, which of our statements were you focused on? We made a couple of statements. Which one are you correcting? So he goes through each one. Number one, Mibnei Ma Ofo Shiva Bavel Shmeinim. Why the birds in Bavel fat? So they didn't have an answer to this one. Just the responder said, no, well, look, Eretz Yisrael also has fat birds. So here he didn't have any answers, but now Rabbi Yochanan explains, Mibnei Shelo Galu, because those birds never went into Galus. Shnei Amar Sha'anan Moav Min Urav. Moav has been calm from its youth. Vishoketu el shmarav. Ubagola lohalach. End quote. Vahacha minalan de galu. And how do we know that the ones from Bava went into Galus? Ditanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Nun beishana lo avar ish Yehuda. For 52 years, no one went past in Yehuda. What does that mean, Rashi? Mishagalu b'yemei tzidkiyahu. B'charvos Yerushalayim. Ache nifkadu b'yemei koresh. From those years. Va'az alu mehemli yaseiras abayez yudchah shanim kodim gemara binyan. Right, they went up before the end of the 70 years, before the Purim story, in Yonah Dioma. Remember the story described in Navi, that they got permission, and then they stopped, and Achashverosh stopped it. They got original permission from Koresh, that it stopped, and then, according to the Medrash that we discussed last week on Shabbos, the Medrash quoted at the beginning of Sefer Chagai in Rashi, that the son of Esther and Achashverosh then gave them the permission that let them rebuild it and complete it. So for the first 52 years, no one went past. Lo Avar Ish B'Yehuda, Shnei Amar, Al Heharim Esa Bechi V'Nehi V'Chulu, Me'of HaShemayim V'Yad Behema, Nadu Alach. From the birds to the animals, they all left. Another du halachu. They all went. They went out. And behema, gematria chamshin v'tar tenavi. Behema's gematria 52. So that's how you know that the birds of Eretz Yisrael they went into Galus, and the birds of Bavel stayed put. Good. Let's continue. And again, then I said we would get back to the one of the earlier questions. But first, let's finish Rabbi Yochanan's words. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kulan Chazru Chutz, and all of them came back. They made their way back to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz be Kul Yisro Espanin, except for the Kul Yisro Espanin, which we happened to mention in the Mishnah up above. One of the Kali Bishul, these little types of fish. Why didn't they come back? Dama Rav Hani Madri de Bavel. These slopes from Bavel, Mahadri Mailen Itaim. There's a certain type of connection between the water of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, but it goes on an incline. It's difficult. The fish have to battle in order to get there. Vahai Kivan de lo Sharir Shidrei, because this fish doesn't have a straight spine, lo Mati Salik, he's unable to come up. He can't do the fight. Some fish, as we know, fight, and then they plant their they lay their eggs and then they die. Some types of a fish. But either way, these fish couldn't make it, and therefore they didn't come up, although the other ones did come up. Okay, stop there for let's do the next one for a second. Why are the holidays in Bavel happy? Why is everybody happy? So Rashi quoted earlier on the line, Mipnei Shehein Aniyim, right? They responded because they were poor. So Rashi quoted, because the whole year, all the weekdays of the year, they don't have simcha. They don't have food. They don't have anything. They don't have mergoa. And therefore, at least on Yontif, they have all their simcha. That's what we heard before. So now, Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer. Mipnei, shalohayu ba'osa klala. They weren't in ba'osa klala. That klala, dechsiv, as it says in Hosea, vishbati kol mesosa, I will make desolate. I will make rest all of its masos, all of its happiness. Chadash, chaga, chadasha, vishabata, v'chol mo'adeha. It's all gonna be nothing. Vixiv, chadashechem, umo'adechem, san'a nafshi, hayu alai l'torach. And I hate your Rosh Chodashim and your Moadim. I hate it. You bring me karbanos, and I'm not interested in them. Hayu al Torah. It's a tircha for me. What kind of tircha? My hayu al Torah. What is that? So that's the extra drasha. Amar Balaza, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo dayin li Yisrael. Shechot in lefanai. Not only do they sin, elisha matrichin osi, leida eza gzeira kasha avi alehen. They're matrich me. What am I going to do to them? How am I going to punish the Jews? They make it difficult for me. They're not even neutral. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is part of the klala given to Hosea and also the beginning of Yeshayahu, quoted from the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazon. So that is the drasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Finishing up this section. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein l'chol karega v'regel, shalabasa boleshes litzipori. There wasn't a yantif that the boleshes, a certain attacking army, didn't come to tzipori. Remember tzipori here, so we're talking about after the Churban. To the Churban, when the Sanhedrin left Yerushalayim, first it went to Yavne, and then it went to all the stops up north. It went to Usha, went to Sipori, ended up in Tveria, all the different, areas. So here, talks about those times. Vam Rabbi Chanina, Ein Lecha Kol Regel V'Regel, Shlabala Tveria, Agmon V'Kamton Uba'al Zamora. There wasn't a regel that to Tveria didn't come all these types of officers. Good. So this was the second, response and explanation that Rabbi Yochanan gave. Let's go back for a minute to the earlier, to the original one, and let's talk about it. So, what does it say? Why are they happy? They're not fully besimcha. So it could be that this is partially where the Ramah and the earlier sources found their shita. There is a major mystery, as we know in Halacha, why the Kohanim do not duchen. There's no Berchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. Why is it there? It's not a mitzvah tzvi ba'aretz. You look in the Torah, it's part of avoda. So why isn't it? Why isn't it allowed in chutz la'aretz? So the Ramah writes in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word. That's why a Sephardic custom, some circles, even a chutz la'aretz, the Sephardim duchen. But the Ashkenazic custom is not to, in 99% of places. Why not? So the Ramah quotes, Nagu b'chal medinos elu. Here in Poland, says the Ramah, the minhag is she'ein nosin kapayim ela b'yantif. We don't duchen, we don't have nisiyas kapayim except on yantif. Why? Mishum she'oz shruyim b'simchas yantif. Then we're really happy. Then we're b'simcha. V'tov lev hu yivarech. And the Kohanim have to really be b'simcha in order to give a proper bracha. Masha'enkin b'shar yamim. Afilu b'shapsos hashana. Even on Shabbos. She'terudim b'hirhurim al mechiasam. Even though we're supposed to feel like ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya, it's hard, the Ramah says. The Ramah's a realist. And therefore he said that we're thinking about our parnasa. And it's difficult for us to have proper kavana and be b'simcha. And therefore, even on Shabbos, when we're tarred, we don't do it. Val bitum malachtam. V'afilu b'yantiv. And even on yantiv, you know, even by Shacharis, we're still not in the mood. You know, it's only after a Shacharis, even after we heard the Kriyas HaTorah of Leining, and then we're psyched. Then we feel the Yantif. Then, okay, Shiyotan Vizaknasis, V'yisbechu B'simchas Yantif. So on those days, that's where we can duchen, right? That is then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier sources, and the Minhag Taos. There are those that don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz when Yantif falls out on Shabbos. You know, it's a Minhag Taos. Nothing, many argue on that. Good. And he quotes also, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Barak Strahl, Bachal Machlos Betrayim, Haminag Lisa Kapayim Bachal Yom, Vaposkim Kilsu, Liminagam Azeh. So some places, Sephardic places do Docha, but this is the Ramah, so maybe it's connected to this Gemara that says, they're not Besimcha, right, and therefore, only time that they are besimcha is on Yantif. But this is more of an explanation and a defense than a lechachila. Really, it's a mystery. It's a real mystery where this came from. The Ramah is not explaining how it started. He's just explaining, oh, once it's here, it must be because of this. And there are stories of many achronim throughout the ages that tried to start Nesias Kapayim again, to start duchening, and Min HaShemayim, right, they took it as that certain things happen. They say the Vilna Gaon tried to start it a number of times, and there was a fire in the shul, or something else happened. The Baal HaTanya tried to start it, and Machmas, I'm reading from the Piskei Tshuvos, Minios Hasibo Shonos Lo Ala B'yado. There are many, many different stories about others. They say Rav Nassan Adler, the Rebbe the Chassam Sofer, he duchened every day. He was one of the ones that was successful. But other than that, they took it as a simon. Rav Chaim Volozhin, Tamid Rav Chaim Volozhin, Nisa Leches B'Darchei Rabo, Pamachas Hechlet, he wanted them to start it, and half the city burned down. All these stories. So that, it's a simon, that duchening does not, until Mashiach comes, duchening is not going to take place in Chutz Laaretz. There is an interesting explanation, and this will finish, from Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach writes in Moed Muzmanim, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Aleph, why, he gives a suggestion, why there is no duchening bizman hazeh, and he quotes, we know that Nesias Kapayim on a Daraisa level needs to be in the context of Avoda. That's what we'd say it in the bracha of Avoda, right, in Shmona Esrei, right, by the bracha of Avoda, by Ritzei, right after that. So it needs that. And he quotes from Chaim, we've discussed this in the past, and even if you hold that davening every day is only a chi of Durabanan, like the Ramban, if one does daven, that is a kiyum de oraisa. One has to say that, says Reb Chaim, because you're only allowed to have Nesias Kapayim in the context of Avoda. If you only have Avoda Durabanan, if davening is only Durabanan, how could you have duchening daraisa? And duchening has to be daraisa today. There's no reason to say it's Durabanan. So Reb Chaim explains, it's quoted in the Amic Bracha, that even if you hold that davening, the chiyuv of davening is only Durabanan today, the kiyum is daraisa. So there's definitely a kiyum, and Nesias Kapayim, when it's done in the context of Avoda, is a mitzvah daraisa. But, says Rav Sternbach now, what creates that context of Avoda? Chazaras Hashatz. It's only if the Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur are doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. And that is that he quotes exactly what Rav Soloveitchik writes elsewhere. He uses the same exact words. That there are two types of Tzibur davenings. This was called Tfila Bitzibur and Tfilas Hatzibur. The quiet Shemona Esrei is Tfila Bitzibur. When each individual davens along with the Tzibur. In the context of the Tzibur. A Tfila Bitzibur. And that's what we have to time ourselves to make sure we start Shemona Esrei with the Tzibur, Tfila Bitzibur. But then there's Chazaras Hashatz, which is called, Rav Sternbach writes it, and Rav Soloveitchik also writes it, Tfilas Hatzibur. Tfilas Hatzibur is that there's only one Tfila going on. Not Tfila Bitzibur, where there's 100 different Tfilas going on and we're all davening as a Tzibur together, but we're each davening our own Tfila. Chazaras Hashatz is where the Shliach Tzibur is the shliach of us. It's like the carbon tamid. He's doing something for us, but we're all connected, and we all have to be listening and focusing onto what he's saying. That creates tfilas hatzibur. And that creates the context for avoda, the context for Nesias Kapayim. Says Rav Sternbach, how many shuls are there in the world that have this? How many shuls have at least 10 people focusing, creating a real tfilas hatzibur that could allow the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim to take place? He says, that's why there's such a limit. Va'poskim kfar he'iru, shabavonoseinu harabim, bizmaneinu mesichim das me'ashliach tzibur, vein shomen kamila kedir. Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Sternbach doesn't say this, that many as Talmidim, Rav Shechter, Rav Wilgen, and others, they stand with their feet together, you know, listening, just like the chazan. Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the entire chazar is a shot, they stand there, because that's tefilas hatzibur, I'm part of it. Yesh Masiachim Chaveiro, Yesh Omer Tehillim, O Mispalel, El Asara Yishmu Kamila Meashatz, Einis Aron Rachman Al Islam. Vitzavchu Kodol Yisrael Azeh. Many scream about this. They can't even, that's supposed to even learn. The Mishnah quotes that the Charedim Al Dvar Hashem, according from the Shlach Kadosh, look inside and follow the Chazan. While he's saying it, v'lo mikri o tefilas hatzibur she'ein asara shomin kimitzvasa v'ki agavna lo niskan nesias kapayim she'ein abavodas tzibur v'karshi bracha levatala. Unbelievable. That's Rav Sternbach, and that's why they don't do it in Chutz Laaretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, you know, we shoot for the stars. We shoot for the stars, maybe those that came at the beginning were the Yechidei Skula, but it's a challenge. But in Eretz Yisrael, he says we have to be even more makpid to listen to the Shliach Tzibur listen to Chazaras Hashatz. It doesn't mean that anybody out there listening, in Chazor, we don't have to listen to Chazaras Hashatz. Yeah, we don't talk it anyway. No, Chas V'Shalom. We still have Tfilas HaTzibur. We just, because it's, maybe at the time, they thought in Galus it was harder to, maybe connecting it to the Ramaz reason, it was harder to focus, that's why they took it away. You have the potential is in Eretz Yisrael. Hashras Hashchina directly. Hashkacha Pratis. In Chutzlaris, you're losing less. You're losing a mitzvah, but you're losing less because there isn't as direct hashkacha. Even though the difference is in Lamaisa, this is a fascinating piece. Again, it's in Chelik Aleph, Simon Laman Aleph, here in Moadim Uzmanim. Okay, but it all connects to the line of the Ramah about Aniyim and their Napasimcha. Weiter. We are four lines from the bottom. So another statement that Tamidim were discussing. Why are the Tamidim Chachamim B'Bavel? Why are they Mitsuyanim? Why do they dress nicely? So we mentioned earlier, Rashi said yesterday, because the Am are not B'nai Torah, and therefore they wouldn't give them the proper coverage because of their learning, so that at least they have to dress properly. I mean, we had earlier, if you remember, that every time a Chacham had to dress properly. Doesn't mean mitsuyanim, it just means he can't have a revav albigdo. He's not allowed to have a stain, because he is someone who represents Torah, and he has to be ma'ahev Torah, cause Torah to be loved by others, and not cause Rachman al-Aslan to be hated. Right? Tamidei Chachamim Arvim Shalom Ba'olam, and therefore he has that responsibility. But here specifically, it's about the Tamidei Chachamim Shebabavel. Mevnei ma Tamidei Chachamim Shebabavel mitsuyanim, lefi she'enan b'nei mikoman. Or the Bach says, She'inon bimkoman. They're not in their place. And therefore, in order to be recognized as someone who is representative of Torah, they have to dress the part. Da'amri inshi, bimmasa shemai. If somebody is in their own city, so the way that everybody recognizes them, the way that they're known is by their name. Shemai. Below masa, totvai. But if they're not in their city, totvai, it is the clothing, Rashi says in the second to last line, Kvodi talui b'simlasi. Right, it's tali on the simla, it's tali on the clothes. Last week's Parsha Tetzaveh, right, we have to, the big day kahuna. Good. Viter. Haba'im Yashresh Yaakov, Yatzitz Uferach b'Yisrael, Tani Rav Yosef, Eile Tamei Chacham Mishra Bavel, Shosin Tzitzin Uprachim LaTorah. These are the Tamei Chacham Bavel that make sprouts and blossoms for the Torah. Right, that's the ones mentioned in Bavel. That's the third. That's the next question. Now we're up to the third. Why do Ovdei Kochavim have the certain type of spiritual impurity? Yesterday we mentioned the Shkatzim Urmasim that we mentioned earlier in the Har Sinai context. Shelo amdu al Har Sinai, because they did not stand on Har Sinai. The Umos HaOlam, only Klal Yisrael were Zocha, Shebishah Shebanachash al Chava, Hito Bazuama, when the Nachash came to Chava. Right, ba al chava. When you take that literally, right, the Chazal say by the way that it's formulated in the Torah, many times bia is va'adam yada, because yada to have a deep understanding and connection. So we don't have to take this literally of ba nachash al chava. But Rashi quotes kishen nasan la etsa la'echol mina etz ba al adchsev nachash hishiani lashen yisuin. Okay, Rashi quotes that medrash literally, but either way, they sometimes have connection. When the nachash was with Chava, he put a certain type of spiritual impurity into her. Hito bazuma. So, did that ever leave? Yisrael sha'amdu al Arsinai, b'nei Yisrael, who stood at Arsinai, paska zuhamasan, that stopped. It was removed. Because the Torah purified them. Ovdei Kochavim shalo amdu al Arsinai, la paska zuhamasan. Ovdei Kochavim, that did not stand at Arsinai, they didn't lose that zuhama, and that zuhama is still there. Remember, Adam and Chava are the father and mother of mankind, not just the Jewish people. And therefore, that Zuama, right, goes down to every people. But by Har Sinai, we had it removed. Amale Ravacha, Bered Ravel Ravashi, Gei Ramai. What about converts? What about converts? Right, what about the Zuama there? Amale, Avagav de Inhu Lohavi, Mazvayohavi. No! The converts were also there, in a certain sense, by Har Sinai. They were also there. Every ger. Dechsev, Ezra Sher Yeshna Po, Imanu Amait Hayom, Lefei Hashem Elokeinu, Ezra Sher Inenu Po, V'chulu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the end of the Torah, right? Everybody was there, even the future converts. So this Gemara says, at least according to this opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, that the Zuhama was removed at Har Sinai. Upliga to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. This is against the following opinion. Tamar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Ach lo shadoros lo paska Zuhama me'avo seinu. For three generations, the Zuhama, which is reflected by impure children that didn't leave. Avram holedes Yishmael, Yitzchak holedes Esav, Yaakov holed Yubei Shvatim, Shlohaya Bahem Shum Dofi. So the Zuhama already left by the Shvatim. Right, so this is against the earlier opinion who says that the Zuhama left only later. Ah, in Yonet the Yomo, we're already Shloshim Yom of Neachag, the day after Purim, so we gotta start talking about Pesach, Baruch Hashem. Says the Ben Yoyada, why does it say, Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, what about Yisrael Sha'kiblu as HaTorah? What about, why does it say, Sha'amdu al Har Sinai? Says the Ben Yoyada, it was just the experience itself. The Zuhama left even before they got the Torah. It was just being at Har Sinai. Lama tal psika Zuhama b'man b'Har Sinai. He says, because it comes from the Arizal, Doha Esh Megarish Eres, just like we know fire, sometimes you want to burn out a bacteria. Let's say you have one, what do you do with something? You want to make it not subject to bacteria and germs? You boil it up. When you boil it up, the heat and the fire, it burns out the germs. Burns it out, he says, fire, spiritual fire burns out spiritual germs also. The same fire that was at Har Sinai. So he says, Teva ha'ish lagaris ershol shol nachash, gam yadua, the Maimon Har Sinai ha'yba dover pella. He quotes, by Maimon Har Sinai there was a fire. What happens by fire? You can't breathe by fire. Let's read the words of the Ben Yoyada. Ki ha'ish yadam in ha'shamayim, girsha es ha, well, so much fuss here. Girsha es ha'avir shol kol oso ha'makom. At the moment of Maimon Har Sinai, says the Ben Yoyada, there was no air at Har Sinai. The fire of Hashem came down. There was no air to breathe. Zero. Shahayu omdim bokal Yisrael, v'nasa hachalal reikon min ha'avir. It was empty. V'hayu Yisrael chayim osa eis b'neis. Ki efshar labir yalichios bilti she'ivasa ha'avir. You can't live without air. So we were all there. We had earlier in the Gemara, remember, that every deeper we died, Hashem did tzchias ha'mesa for us. But this was just that, separate from that. L'chein k'siv, v'chal ha'am ro'en es ha'kolos. Why were they able to see the kolos? Because there was no air. It was a totally different type of atmosphere at that moment. So they could see the words. Mahalchin b'toch chalal oto makom. U'magiyim b'dofkim b'tof sheba azneihem. It went into their eardrums. Kiminias adam mirias kolos u'mikoach shachalam malei avir. The reason that we can't see the words is because there's air. There's a physical world there. But otherwise, it's not that experience. Before the Torah was given, that itself, that purified the Zuhama, that fire. And that's, he doesn't say that's the last line. So that's the pshat of Dayenu. If we would have stood at our Sinai, v'lokivlu as haTorah, Dayenu. So this experience, got to put it in the Haggadah here. But anyway, this is it. Baruch Hashem, we're Yotzei Shloshim Yom Levrei Chag. We start talking about the Haggadah and about Pesach. But that's this. That's the Ben Yehoyada. That's the Ben Yehoyada right here. Good. And the issue of Gerim is also a big discussion of Gershon Isgargon Shenola Dami. We know the Bnei Yisrael were all considered Gerim. I mean, the Gemara is asking about literal Gerim who were not there. But the source of many halachas of Geris, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, based on the Gemara in Krisus, the source of much Hilchas Geris is from Har Sinai, because we all of us were considered Gerim at that moment. Okay. Says the Mishnah. We are on the 145th blot in Masechah Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav. And we are marching. I neglected to mention a couple of weeks, and the beginning of Maseches Erevin is going to be a special shiur. The OU is sponsoring by Rav Schechter to start off Erevin. There's a special new exhibit in Manhattan relating to the history of Erevin. So Beis Hashem will announce as we get closer. It's already on the OU website, OU.org. Feel free to look at it. The announcement for Rav Schechter's shiur for the start of Maseches Erevin. Okay. Anyway, we're still in Maseches Shabbos. Kuf Mem Vav. Says the Mishnah, Shover Adam es achavis lechol hemene grogeris. A person is allowed to smash a barrel in order to get to the dried dates inside of it. Grogeris. Ubilvad shelo yiskaven la'asos kli. Dried figs. As long as he doesn't have kavana to make a kli. Meaning, destroy the barrel. You can't have kavana to make a nice spout, to make a nice kli, but you're allowed to do this. Why is this mutter? Why is it mutter to do this? Why can I break open? Isn't there an issur? What does Rashi say? First look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's mekalkel. Rashi on the Mishnah. She'ein b'mekalkel shum issur b'shabbos. Mekalkel is not issur on Shabbos. Excuse me? Rashi, what are you saying? Mekalkel, we've had four times already in the Masechta. Mekalkel is issur d'rabanan. What do you mean there's no shum issur mekalkel on Shabbos? You want to tell me there's no issur d'araisa? Okay. But the Mishnah is telling me it's mutter. What's Rashi talking about? So the Ran, you can't understand Rashi without doing the Ran. The Ran says right here, even though Mekalkel is usually usher drabanan, for a Shabbos need, Mekalkel is mutter. That's what it says here. Kivan de ba'alma Mekalkel patr avalasar, hacha mishum tzorach Shabbos, shori lechachila. That's the Ran, that's other chachmei svarad, and this is the source for the issue of tearing and ripping opening packages in a destructive way without tearing any words, because the malacha here that's being allowed is bone or korea. Right? Not, or you can't do any malacha, but at least bone or korea, which are constructive, inherently malachas, where you're trying to create something, bone or korea for a constructive purpose, but if I'm totally destroying the item, korea or bone, so then that malacha is not being violent. Chassam Sofer here relates this to Rashi Lashitaso, that Rashi holds Ein Binyan Bekalim Klal. Like what we discussed twice already in the Masechta, maybe other Rishonim wouldn't allow, but Rashi holds Ein Binyan Mesir Bekalim Klal, and therefore it's totally mutter. That is Shitas Rashi, and that is Duran Vechulu. The question that, again, this is where the action is right here, then we'll go through the rest of the Amen. Tosfos says, if this is all true, Rashi, I hear what you're saying, but then we have a problem. The Mishnah discusses the Masechta's Erevin in Yonah Dioma, that your Erev and you and your Erev have to be in the same Rishus when Shabbos starts in order for it to be a good Erev. What if your Erev is in a box and you lost the key? Or the key is in a box and you'd have to smash open the box to get to the Kli. The Mishnah says that's considered you and your Erev in different places because you can't get to your Erev. It's locked up in the box. And therefore, it's not a good Erev. Ask Tosfos, but you could smash the box open. So why don't you say it's Mutter? Why don't you say it's considered you and your Erev are in the same box? That's Tosfos' kasha, and therefore Tosfos is forced to come up with a different answer than Rashi. And he comes up with a new kimta. You know what type of kli our Mishnah is talking about? He's talking about mustaki. What's mustaki? Mustaki is an inferior type of kli. Look at Tosfos. It's about the 10th skinny line of Tosfos. These are crucial lines of Tosfos. Venira. Tahasam asar zachavis mishud demari b'mustaki. K'demuki laba beitza. The Gemara in Beitza says it. Doesn't say it about specifically our Mishnah and the whole Pshat, but Tosfos all over says, when are you allowed to destroy items? That's only by inferior type of kelim. But if you have a real solid kli, so then you don't have the heter. You don't have the heter. This is a major machlokas, very important machlokas. Where does it come up with Maisa? All the time. Opening packages, opening items. If you have something that's very inferior, I don't know, you have a potato chips bag, which is flimsy and inferior, so to tear that open on Shabbos, where you don't rip any words, but you just destroy it so it can't be used again. So even Tosfos would say that's mutter. That's mustaki. But if you have a more serious kli, so then that already borders Tosfos. Wouldn't say that's mutter. Ravad Yosef, in a tshuva, in Yechavadas, in Chelek Beis, Simin, Membeis, is very upset, because he assumes that Rov Rishonim do not limit it to mustaki. Rov Rishonim, Rashi, the Rambam, the Rif, they don't limit it to mustaki, inferior types of Kalim. So he's just bothered. Why the Shulchan Aruch quotes this? Why does the Shulchan Aruch quote Tosfos? He's bothered. He says, Nipsa, Sherova Poskim, V'Altzva'am, Harifah, Rambam, Sovrim, Shagam, Kli, Shalem, Mutter, Lishpar, B'Shabbos, Kadei, Litzkomi, Menom, Machol, Omashke, V'Karav, Lomar, Shagam, and this is the classic Rav Avadia. And I would even suggest that if the Shulchan Aruch would have seen all 42 Rishonim that I quoted, he also would never have said it. And he would have said, that's how you always get out of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? If the Shulchan Aruch would have seen everything that I saw, then he would have agreed with me. Somebody who knows Kol Torah Kula backwards is allowed to say that. Lafizeh das lenavon nakel shemutul avtoches, and the context here is talking about opening grape juice bottles on Shabbos. It says mutul avtoches avak book for Shabbos, and here it's even more so because it's made to be opened. The cap is put on. Even though it separates, he's talking about the ones that the bottom part separates. V'shuvlo titzlach lebeuba v'nashuv kimakalkel. V'cholu, he continues and says, you want to open it before Shabbos? Wonderful, fine, amazing. But if you didn't open it on Shabbos, then you're stuck and you want to have that, so then it is not a problem. Again, this is a huge discussion. Obviously, we've discussed this in the past, opening packages. But here is the action. Rashi and Tosfos right here is the source of it all. Rashi and other Rishonim do not limit it to Mustaki, while Tosfos and other Rishonim do. There's one other source here, just interesting. The Shita Laran says, maybe here in the case of the barrel and the wine is different because it's like opening up a shell of a nut. That's the language of the Ran. Meaning the barrel is batel. You can't say that in every case. But if you have a certain type of case where you have more of an outside that's just holding its batel to what's inside, that also would allow it to be mutter. But again, this is the issue of opening packages of anything for a Shabbos need. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah. Ve'ein nokvin migufa shel chavis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Again, what are we getting into now? When is everything mutter that we've just discussed? When you totally destroy something. But if I fashion a nice kli, that's not makalkel. If I make a beautiful spout, that's not makalkel. Right, that's going to have different rules. That's what we get into now. The nofin mekufa shel chavis, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to make a hole in the seal on the barrel, because that's making a nice opening. V'chacham the chamim allow it. We'll have to see why, because it's not the normal place to put the hole. V'lo you can't cut it, make a hole in the side. V'maisen akuba lo yitin lashava. And if it already has a hole and you want to close it up, you can't put wax in there, because you're going to violate mimareach. V'mneishu mimareach. Right, mushing wax. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isabal v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ba'erav. Well, a place, sorry, that happened with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in this place. Amr choshen lo michatas. Right, and he was worried that it could even be an Issa Daraisa. Period. Amr Rav Oshia, back to the first case. The first case said, you're allowed to take something and smash open the barrel. Lo shanu. Amr Rav Oshia, lo shanu ela derusos. This is only by pressed figs together. Aval mifurados lo. But not by loose figs. What's the issue? The issue is you're taking this big knife to smash open the barrel, so Rav Oshia is suggesting you're only allowed to pick up that knife in the first place if you're going to use it afterwards for the figs, to cut the figs. But if you're not going to need it, then you can't pick it up. Says the Gemara, really? Umufurados lo, meisvir, showing on the yellow mare, maybe adam esachav eshol yayin, umeitiz rosha besayif. Right, you're allowed to chop off the top. Umenichel lefnei ha'archim b'shavaz inachoshes. You don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to pick up a knife, even if you're not going to use it for anything else. The sword. So Gemara says, Hahi Rabbanan hi, Masizer b'chemye hi. Ah, reminding us of 17th Perek topics. Reb Nechemye Shita was, if you remember, the most limited muksa shita. You're only allowed to pick up a kli for what it's usually used for. But we don't pass in that way. We pass it like the Rabbanan, that a kli shem lafta l'isser could be picked up, litzarech gufo, for any mutter purpose. So our Mishnah here, if you're going to limit our Mishnah to a sword only where there are press figs, that's because it's Reb Nechemya. Umay dukke Reb Oshia lo ukme kerasizik Reb Nechemya, ubedrusos, look me before this Rabbanan. Why did Reb Oshia do this? Nobody passes like Reb Nechemya. So why did he try to force it into the Mishnah? So Amarava masnisan kishite, because the language of the Mishnah he was bothered by. My arya datani grogeris lisni peiros. Why do you say figs? Just say fruit. It's a more general term. Figs makes me think of pressed figs. Elishvamina bedrusos, and that's why he says that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was so same this Mishnah like Rabbi Nechemya. Right, that's why he said it. Good. Weiter. Tanya chada chosalo shel grogeris v'shel tamarim. If somebody has baskets of grogeris, again, of figs, of dates. Matir umafkia v'chotech. He's allowed, and they're tied up, so he's allowed to untie it to get to what's inside. He's allowed to unravel, mafkia, v'chotech. He's allowed to cut. Right, so you're allowed to unravel, you're allowed to untie. There's malach of kosher here. So I neglected to mention, I should have mentioned it, there's a beautiful formulation of the Chazon Ish. Why this is mutter. It's not even called makalkel. Or even if it starts off as makalkel. Makalkel means you're doing something at most derabanan. Once you're in the world of the Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan have the power to define the action that you're doing, says the Chazon Ish. And therefore, says the Chazon Ish, what you're doing here is called an act of opening, not an act of demolishing in a makalkel way. You're allowed to view it as that. He says, Ein stira b'kelim is mantelo asik b'stiras kli, ela b'hutsaz grogeris, t'chashiv shimush v'lo malacha. So it will be the same thing here. You're untying. This isn't the malacha of matir. It's the malacha of you're getting something inside. Along the way, you're doing something else in a destructive way. Anyway, so one Bryce says you're allowed to. The other Bryce says, no, you're only allowed to untie, but you can't rip and cut. So Lokasha, Harabana, Harabinechemia, same thing. The Tanya Bechemia Omer, Afilu Tarab, Vafilu Talis, even a spoon or a baguette, Vafilu Sakin or a knife, Eini Talon, El Sarf Tashmishan, it can only be used for what it is normally used for. Period. Boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. Mahu lemivras chavita beburtia b'shabsa. Am I allowed to spear a hole in a barrel on Shabbos in order to create a spout so I could get in and enjoy the wine? So lepischa kamachavin v'aser. Do I say that he is having kavanah to make a pesach like a spout and therefore it's aser? Aldil malayin yafak kamachavin v'shari. Or do I say no? Why aren't you just opening it the normal way? It must be you just want to give people, you know, have as much as you want. All right, he's spearing it open. Please take. Amar lei, lepiskol kamachavim v'aser. We assume it's aser. No, this is how people make a normal opening. Meisve, is that really true? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, maybe Adam chavishol yayin who made this rosh b'sai. If the Raisa says that you can bring the barrel and chop off the head. So Gemara says, hasam vadil ayin yafet kamachavim. There's ayin yafet. There you're chopping off the whole top of the barrel. Hacha im isa d'layin yafet kamachavim leftuche miftach. If it's layin yafet, so then you would chop off the top of it. Why are you making a little hole on the side? That's how you know he has kavana to make a Pesach. Period. Einofin megufa v'chulu amarav huna machlokes lomala. So the machlokes we had in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to make a hole in the seal, and the chacham says it's mutter. So the machlokes is only high up, avol minhat from the top, avol minatzad devar yakol aser. But from the side, you for sure cannot make a hole because that we assume is a normal way of doing it, and you don't want to do it from the top because then dirt and other things might get in. That's when you're doing it from the side, and that's for sure aser. Find the tani like venemitzita. That's the next line of the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to cut it from the side. For Avchista Amar no machlokas minatzad. The machlokas is minatzad. Aval al gaba deriakol mutter. But on top it's for sure unusual, and therefore it's for sure mutter. Vahadik tani like venemitzita. What about the next line of the Mishnah? Hasan begufa the chavis. No, there's a difference between the top and the side of the seal on top, and lower down, the side of the barrel. Right, the side of the barrel, that is a nice, beautiful, hole that one is making, and therefore that would be usher, according to everybody, says Rav Chisda. Okay? Good. Tanu Rabbanan. Next. A nofin nekav chadash b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. V'imbola hosif mosif. But if it's one already there and you want to add on a little bit, you can. We'll talk about why. V'yesh amrei nemosif. And it's absolutely no, you're not allowed to be mosif. Let's continue this and then we'll call it a chashuke chemed. V'shavit shenokvin nekav yashon lachadchila. But if the hole is already sealed up, an old hole, you can unseal it. Because the fact that it's sealed up doesn't remove the fact that it was a hole beforehand. So you can unseal it. For Tanakama, Maestra, so now back to the Tanakama, Shita. Tanakama said you're allowed to make the hole, but you're not allowed to make the hole, but you're allowed to add. For Tanakama, Maestra, Minekav Chadash, Delo, Tekam Misakin Pischa, O Sufinanika Misakin Pischa. I don't see what's the difference between making a hole originally or expanding a hole. That's also the Malacha of Boneh. Or Makab Patish, depending if you all like Rashi or Tosfos. Says the Gemara. Rashi again here says, Gemar Malacha. Again, it's 10 Lashitasos we've seen already. Rashi always says, Makalim ain't binya Makalim Klau, and he always says Makab Patish. So what's going on here? Why should you be allowed to make it and not be allowed to make it, but you're allowed to add on? Amar Rabba, Dvar Torah, on a Daraisa level. Kol Pesach she'enu asui lahachnis ulahotzi eno Pesach. On a Daraisa level, what type of hole is Bona Daraisa? Only one that can go two directions, in and out. Lahachnis ulahotzi. Sometimes you have a tiny little hole that you could, what we had earlier, I've been talking about when does a kli lose its status of a kli. So the smallest hole is when you could have something that goes out and not go in. So it could be one direction. So on the Daraisa level, it's gotta be two directional. V'rabbananu degazer, but the Rabbanan said, you can't make a hole even in one direction. Why? Because of the case of Mishum Losul Tarnagolin. The hole that you make in a chicken coop, which is tiny, tiny, Tosis says on the top of Amabez. People think that it's only one directional, but it's really two directional. Why? Da'avili yule avira v'lafuke havla. You want air to go in and the smell to go out. Lafuke, or the suffocating nature to go out. So Chazal say, people are, if people say that you're allowed to do, oh, right, one direction is all okay, they'll come to do this. But this is really two-directional. The imbalaho, and that's why, that's the hole that we're talking about here. That's why you can't make it in the first place. But imbalaho of Mosif. But we're not worried about being Mosif on that because nobody's Mosif on this type of hole. Because then it's just going to ruin the whole thing. Osufe vade, but also golem lossi lo sufe. Why? Mishum richasha. Because you don't want creepy crawlies to get in. You want it to have a tiny little hole in order to be good for the chickens. V'yesh omrin emosif. And then others say, the second day in the Brisa said that we are not Mosif on the, you're not allowed to be Mosif. Zimnin to lo tikne meikor vasi la arvuche bay. Right, sometimes people didn't make it right in the first place. So you have to add on a little bit to make it usable. Good. But we spoke about, we just had the machlokas about making the hole, but the Brisa also said, if you have the hole that was closed up, so then you're allowed to take out the wax and undo it. So Chashuke Chemed says, what I got out of this Chashuke Chemed is just the names that he used. He says, two people got into a fight. So one of them goes to shul, and the other one wanted to play a practical joke, and he was upset at the other one. So he put wax in his keyhole so he couldn't get into his house. That's the case. But now I read it. Dasan va'aviram his kotatu. We always say Reuben and Shimon. So he's obviously, why is he doing this? Because we're talking about Bale Avera, where Reuben killed Shimon. Why do we say Reuben killed Shimon? We should use Dasan and Aviram. That's exactly what he uses here. Amazing. Dasan and Aviram got into a fight. Anyway, great. Anyway, so then he quotes our Gemara that says it's mutter, because you ought to take the wax out, because there was a hole here that got wax put in. And he compares it to other malachas, where we mentioned in the past, if you have two pages of a bench that got stuck together, you're allowed to separate it as long as you're not separating words. You're not uncovering words, because that would be an issue of mochi gamanas lichtov. But why? Because it wasn't meant to be. If it's not meant to be, undoing it is not a problem. Or if you get your shoes got a knot in it, you're allowed to untie your shoes, even though it's a knot that you wouldn't be able to tie, because it wasn't meant to be. So to hear, your friend cannot aser, he wanted it, but it wasn't meant to be from you. And therefore, ain't the Moses, never seen a shalom, and therefore, you would be mutter. But anyway, I like the fact that he just doesn't an aviram. That's what he used. Right. Continuing. Darash Rav Nachman, Mishir Rav Yochanan, Olachat Yesh Omrim. Okay, we all like the Yesh Omrim, that you're not allowed to be Mosif. Vishavin Shenokvin, Nekev Yashran Lichad Chila, and Vishavin, that you're allowed to, as we just said, you're allowed to reopen an old hole. Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel, Lo Shon Elo B'Makam Ha'asui L'Shamer. This is only where the hole was made just to keep the, Rashi says, the Rech Hayayin. You closed up the barrel a little bit, like you smeared something in there, in order to keep the, it wasn't there to become part of the wall. You just put it there to keep the aroma in. But if you put it there in order to become, to be mechazek the kli, so that the wine doesn't go out, so that's a real stima, and therefore that's aser. How do you know which is which? Amrav Chizda, lamala min hayayin zeo l'shamer. If you stuffed it up above the level of the wine, then obviously that's not to hold the wine in. So that's l'shamer. Lamata min hayayin zeo l'chazek. But lower than the wine is l'chazek. Rava Amar, differently. Lamata min hayayin nami zeo l'shamer. Even lower down is l'shamer. You have to be in a real strong place l'chazek. Ve'echidami l'chazek, kegon shenikva lamata min hashmarim. Rava says, no, only if it's all the way at the bottom that's really supporting, that's where it's batel. That's where it's batel. So I'm going to prove to you, I have a brisa that proves to you that what? That you have to have, that it's not batel until it's a real strong stima. That's what Rava says. Well, it's a real strong stima. So we have, based on the following source, bayis sasum, if we're talking about here, two contexts. So first, in Baba Basra, we know that every time, let's say you have a big yard, so the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that every time you have a doorway, you get Dalet Amos in front of that doorway. That belongs to that doorway. Let's say you have 10 different people that their houses open up into a courtyard and they want to split up the courtyard. So everybody gets Dalet Amos in front of their door. Even if one house has three doors, they get three sets of Dalet Amos, and then you split everything else up equally. What happens if you closed up the door? You don't use it anymore. Do you still get Dalet Amos there? So the Brisa says, as long as it's a door, even if it's closed up, you get Dalet Amos. Bayis asum yeshlo Dalet Amos. Parat, that's Petzima, but once you remove the doorposts, and then you take down that's not a doorway anymore, then ain't lo Dalet Amos. Then you lose your Dalet Amos, it's not called a Pesach anymore. Or, bias asum in terms of tumas ohel. If you have a house that is closed up, so then inamatami calls svivav. There's a halacha that a kever, a kohen, Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridea, a kohen is not allowed to go within dalad amos of a kever. Dalad amos. So what's called a kever? If you have a mace in a house, that's not called a kever. So if you have a house that the doors are closed, the mace is in there, so then, it's amatami svivav. Paret et pitzimav, but once you took down the doorposts of the house, and you have the mace in there, then this entire house has the status of a kever, mitame kol svivav. Then, it's a matami all around it, like it says in Shinai and Aleph in Yeridea, he's not allowed to do that. Unless there's a type of wall there. If there's a machitza, sometimes the Kohanim are buried on the edge of the cemeteries, there's a wall in between. So he could go within Dalet Amos, because as long as there's a machitza, a separate rishus, then it is a mutter. So you see there, that you have to do a serious bittul in order, right? You have to remove the petzimin in order to make it a stima ma'aliyasa. So he said this is similar to Rava, that only all the way at the bottom of the barrel, where the dregs are, only if you put it down there, that's a serious stima, and that would be called a stima in bata. Good. Guvsa, if somebody has what we would call a straw, you want to stick the straw into the barrel. So is that allowed? Rav aser v'shmuel shari. Rav said that's aser because you're making a hole. Shmuel said it's mutter, no problem. Mechatech lechadchilu tukuliyam alapligid the aser. To cut the straw to a measured size, that for sure is aser. Ahadure tukuliyam alapligid the shari. To put it back in when it already had been in once, that's for sure a mutter. So what's the machlokas abaki? Pligid the chaticha v'lo miskana. You cut it, but it's not perfect. Not, but that wasn't misukan, right? To know exactly if it's going to fit, you got it ready, but you haven't tried it yet. Man da asar gazvina del masi lemechtach. The one that says asar, well, if it doesn't fit, you might have to cut it to a measured side. Lemechtach lachachila. Uman da shari lo gazrinan. And what says the mutter says, we are not gozer. Right? This relates to what about if one has the drink boxes that you put the straws in? Right? So pashas, if you only have a little tin foil there, then the poskim are mako regarding that because it's not a real stima, right? Not going through something hard. It's just a little foil that's meant to be cut. And you're ruining the foil. Really, this is a machlokas. One is not allowed to cut a reed on Shabbos or Yontif. Nafla, but if it fell out of its kli, you're allowed to put it back in on Shabbos or Yontif. Rabbi Yeshua Meiko, Rabbi Yoshia Meiko. What is he makel in? Rabbi Yoshia, ahai, ile ma'aresha, is he be makel in the resha, haka misakin mana? That can't be. You're being misakin a clay, you're making it. Ela seifa, it must be on the seifa. But Tanakama nami mishra kashar, but the resha, everything's awesome, the seifa, everything's mutter already anyway. So what's Rabbi Yoshia commenting on? Ela the chaticha v'lo miskana ikibe nayu. It must be this case. Where you created it, but it's not really a perfect kli yet. So that's the machlokas. Marsav gazrinan and marsav lo gazrinan. Period. Darash of shisha breidu of idi mishbreidu of yochanan halacha kareb yoshia. Halacha is like Rabbi Yoshia. Period. Later, finish. You got the last section. V'mais in a kuva, and if you have a hole in it, the Mishnah said you're not allowed to put wax in because that's the malacha of mimareach. Any type of material that has that consistency. If somebody has a thick vaseline and other Play-Doh, any of these are within the issue of Mimareach. Mishcha, if somebody has thick oil. Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Man da Asar Gazrinan Mishim Shava. Man da Shari Lo Gazrinan. Right, if it's liquidy, our minhag is to use liquid soap. It's gotta be pretty liquidy in order to use. Amalei Rav Shmuel Bar Bar Chana L'Rav Yosef. Beferish Amret La Mishmei Derav Mishcha Shari. You said explicitly, right, a different misor of what Rav said. I hear that Rav says his mutter. Amr tvus rishba, amr shmuel, hai tarfa da asa, asur. If somebody has a leaf, and they want to use it to stick on a barrel in order to make it like a spout, so that the liquid comes out onto this leaf, one is not allowed to do that. That's creating a spout. My time, or v'yemar v'dipti amr gzir, misham marzev. It's a gzir that you might make a more serious gutter type of spout. Ravashi Amar Gzer Shema Yiktom. No, you might come to cut the leaf to size, to fit better. Ikabinayu to cut the mumanchi. If it's already cut, it's already perfectly cut, so it's going to fit, then the only issue is the reason one and not reason two. Period. Beisadia. Well, we're listing all different types of machlokas Rav and Shmuel's here related to Hilchos Shabbos. Beisad, if somebody has a felt material that they're going to wrap themselves with to go out with on Shabbos. So Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Rav said it's a masa. You're not allowed to go out with it, and Shmuel said it's okay. But Rachin, to kuliyam lo pligid the Shari. If it's soft, then it's considered a beged. No problem. And that's mutter. Because of the kulinam lafli gedasar, if it's hard, so then for sure, you're not using it to wrap yourself in, it's too hard, it's not comfortable, and therefore it's usser. Keep thinking of mitzi. What if about it's like in the fairy tale. It's not too hard, it's not too soft. It's just in the middle. Right? Manda asar mechzi kamasui. Right? It's still, if it's only a medium soft, it's still kamasui. Manda sharbi lo mechzi kamasui. Not a problem. Vahada Rav, la befeirishit mirah mechol inmar. Just to note, Rav says, asar never gave a shir about this. Right? We just looked at his actions, and we intimated that, we assumed that's what he meant. To Rav Iklalahu Asra, to Lo Havile Ravcha. Rav one time went to a place, they didn't have a place for him to sit with his Talmidim. Nafak Yosef Bakarmelis, he went to sit out in the Carmelis. Isolibi Bisadius, they brought him some felt to sit on. Lo Yosef, he wouldn't sit on it. Mandachaza saw by the one who was there thought incorrectly, Mishudde Beisad Yasser, he thought that Rav thought that it was a masa to carry out, and therefore he didn't want to be nene for Maisa Shabbos, even though it was Durabanan, even though it was Shogeg, right? He didn't want to be nene on it, even though it's Hotsa'ah, which we said some posts can say there's no Maisa Shabbos by the Malach of Hotsa'ah, because Hotsa'ah Malach of Geruahi, right? So even though, so this Talmud thought incorrectly. Veloi, it wasn't really true. To Rav Achruzi Machres, Beisad Yashori, really Rav holds his mutter. Mishim covered Rabbi Seinu lo Yashav Alav. There were two other rabbis that didn't have any felt to sit on. That's why he didn't want to sit. Uma Ninu, Rav Kahana, Virav Asi. Right, Rashi quotes Talmidei Chaverim Hayulo. They were student colleagues of his. And therefore he didn't want to sit. Maybe Rashi's bothered. The Rebbe should sit. The answer is he had a Talmidei Chaver next to him. So that's why he didn't want to sit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue again. Ian Shear hopefully should be up. And Hashem, we will continue with other, again, all these, a lot of Lamaisa topics here at the end of Maseches Shabbos. But every day we try to fit in what we can.